Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back, men, to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And on today's episode, we're going to continue our Helping Men Become Better Theologians series, talking today about the Christian man, the home, and growing in our theology. Now, faithful Christian husbands and fathers know that they're accountable for the Lord to lead their household well. No doubt most Christian men believe that this is very vital. It's not an option. It's a matter of obedience. Ephesians 5:22-25 explains this dynamic in the marital relationship between one man and one woman married under God. When it says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit in everything to their husband. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." And Ephesians 6:4 speaks of the responsibilities of a Christian father to his children when it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." So to summarize, wives are called to submit to their husbands, and children are commanded to obey. This means that the Christian husband and father is, on the other hand, commanded to lead and to exercise authority over his entire household, as he is under the authority of Christ. Now, if you're part of a conservative, complementarian, in evangelical local church, this isn't new to you. This is a theology that you know and love, that you have been taught, and that you should practice. But it's one thing to believe that you're called to lead a godly home, men, and it's another thing altogether to hold the sound theology while you do it. What men believe about God, about Scripture, the theology that they hold makes all the difference in determining whether they'll be faithful in leading their homes and their children if they have them, and their wives. You can't lead if you don't know where you're going. Proper theology is the fuel that makes the car of godly leadership go. And even worse, if you're confident about how and where you're leading, but you're wrong, disaster is going to ensue. This means that a man's theology matters when it comes to being a godly husband and father. Now, it's not enough to be nice, it's not enough to be patient, or even a skilled provider of the necessary earthly requirements, home, food, and safety. Christian men must also know and believe the truth contained in the Word of God. And here are two reasons why. The first is, Christian men need to know who God is and to model God rightly. What men believe about God, about who He is, will determine how they lead their families. If a man believes that God is good but not all-powerful, he's going to view God as just another well-intentioned deity who hopes for the best of his creation but doesn't sovereignly rule over all things. Such a misguided understanding of the omnipotent nature of God will no doubt be reflected in how he leads through the times of major decisions, crises, or tragedy. But Scripture is clear. Psalm 115:3 says, "Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases." You see, God is a sovereign God, and men must stand on this theological foundation if they're going to have the confidence to shepherd those entrusted to their care. Christian men must also know that God is a loving God, a God who is patient, who's kind, is compassionate towards his children. If a man believes that God is distant, stingy, or capricious, this will be reflected in his leadership. Remember, God is our Heavenly Father, and he has tasked men to model him as they fulfill their responsibilities as earthly fathers. How a man does this will unavoidably teach his children something about who God is, right or wrong. So Christian men must have a proper theology of the love of God so that they can strive, albeit imperfectly, to show that same love to their wives and children. Christian men must know that God is holy and that he hates sin. Consider this example. A daughter comes to her Christian father and tells him that she thinks that she is a homosexual. How should that father respond? If he has an unbiblical understanding of God's teaching on human sexuality, the father may be tempted to affirm that child's sin out of a desire to embrace her and keep her approval. As difficult as it may be, though, a Christian man who holds to sound theology will let that child know that he loves her, but he cannot approve of or condone a life that is in open rebellion to God's good commands. Now, God is sovereign, God is loving, God is holy. He has many more things than that as well, to be sure. But if a Christian father doesn't understand these basics of biblical Christian theology, he won't be able to lead his family well. You know, Christian men must also be committed to the Bible in order to practice biblical leadership. One other area in which the importance of holding sound theology matters greatly for godly leadership is in what a man thinks about Scripture. Christian men must show an intentional pursuit of biblical literacy. They must know the basic facts of the Bible. And theological savvy, they must be growing in their understanding of theology in order to get a good and necessary example for their wives and children to follow. This requires a posture of humility. Yes, men are called to lead, but they're not tasked to come up with a playbook. They've been given those instructions by God in the Word of God. Christian men must believe that the Bible is perfect, it's without error, it's without the possibility of error, and it's reliable and trustworthy. It's given to us as the only reliable standard for faith and practice. That's because we must believe what 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Every good work, every single one. That includes how to be a loving husband, a good father, and how to lead a godly household. Because at the end of the day, it's not enough to simply believe the fact that men are called to lead. They must also believe the right things. They must practice those things to hold sound theology if they're to lead well. Well, men, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.